So, Shavasana part one, announcements and questions about how to use your week, part two. And for part three, here's where we start to dive into letting go. And okay, no remaining questions. You're good for now. All right. I'm gonna take a breath about this myself because there's things I want to share with you and best route in. I have been working with letting go for decades. In fact, just the other day, I was sharing something, a piece of writing that I did. I shared it with my daughter, and I wrote it when she was very small, right? She's 23 now. So it's something I've been thinking about and doing for a long time. It's in the Yoga Sutras. It's at the heart of, and thanks, Karen. I'm glad that's helpful to break up the recording. Yeah, won't promise I'm always going to do it, but I'll do it when I can, right? And the reason I won't always do it is that I want to tend to you guys first. If it doesn't come to me that way and I don't know where the natural breaks are, I'm going to always like train and teach you first, right? But sometimes when I can and there's a natural break, we'll see if we can do that. All right. So I've been teaching and training about letting go. I've been practicing it in my life. It's right in the Yoga Sutras. One of the causes of suffering, the five causes of suffering, according to yogis, is not letting go, right? It's worthy of our time and attention if we don't want to suffer on this planet, not to mention in our companies. It's right at the heart of story. And often I like to think of, because it's such a quintessential story, whether you've seen it or not, you've heard about it, Star Wars, the original one from the 70s, the very first one that came out. And right at the beginning of the show, Luke's got to let go of a whole bunch. He's got to get, well, his aunt and uncle are gone, right? He's got to let go of them. He's got to let go of who he thinks he is. He's got to let go of the programming that his uncle gave him that, oh, you can't really get off this. You need to be on the farm and the farm needs me or whatever it is. And his life is meant to be somewhere else. Oh my goodness, as I'm saying this, I'm looking at you, Anna Maria. Life is not meant to be here. It's meant to be somewhere else. And so, how much he needs to let go of for the adventure even to begin. Stories begin there. We leave, and Joseph Campbell talked about it. We leave the ordinary world off on an adventure. You had to let go of a lot to be in this room. You had to let go of ideas of what's possible or not possible to be in this room, right? So it's right in the heart of story. And yeah, Joseph Campbell talked about it in The Hero's Journey. And the letting go happens again and again for the central figure in the story. And that's because we know that in our lives that happens. How do we manage that, right? So letting go is a quintessential part of the yoga journey, quintessential part of story. And it's a huge, huge part of our lives. And I've been teaching and training about it in a retreat or a version of this since at least 2010 in this form and many other ways before that. And in fact, I wanted to start this way because I'm like, some of the pages even have like fallen out the binder so big, and I've got to find a way to like, so here you go. Now, here's my letting go binder, and with years of teaching and training in it, right? And then what I grabbed was this like simple piece of paper, and this is what I have in front of me. And I've been teaching and training this for years. And I've never taught it in this way before. And letting go happens all the time. I'm letting go of my notes in a way I've never done before. Like I mean, I let go of notes all the time, but these notes and this way of teaching it, even though there's been variations, I've never let go so deeply of how this is taught since this community began. I let go of my plans this morning. I planned to prepare in a different way than I did. Like letting go is a deep part of our daily lives. There's all kinds of letting go. I let go of the class plan because there were deeper dive questions. And so we spent longer in that announcement and question block than I was planning. And even longer in the Shavasana block than I was planning. There's always elastic time for that. Don't worry. I always leave time in for that because I know some things will expand and contract. And in order to, in order to really serve you, because we could hear a different level of letting go in that Shavasana, starting from what Heidi was talking about. I mean, oh my goodness. And in the way that I trained you with, talked you through Shavasana different than I've ever done in this community before. So why is it different this time? Why is it different this time? Well, you all know I lost my parents last year. It has been a deep dive of letting go this year for me. I know this in a completely different way than I used to know this. And I want to tell you too, like, I'm not above any of these teachings. And it just so happens that I was teaching, we used to do this in a series. So I was teaching the letting go series right when my man died. And then I was just looking back at my notes and I was teaching letting go a week before my dad had his stroke last year. I'm like, I don't always want to learn this. I'm like, should I stop teaching this? I don't want to go at that, let go at that level. I'm just going to be honest, you know? Like, should I stop teaching this? Stuff happens, right? So like, I don't want to learn this any deeper, you know? So I just want to say that holding on that we do, just because I've been teaching and training and knowing about this for a long time, we hold on. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We hold on. The yogis say every time we hold on, raga, attachment, it's going to cause us suffering. They say, don't take it as a precept. Don't take it as, you know, knowledge handed down from whatever that thou shalt, or just try it out. Try it one way, try it the other way, see how it works. They say every time it causes suffering. And in our last workshop, I was talking a little bit about those kleshas, avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesa. It's not on my notes here. I'm going to want to teach you this. So avidya, not knowing how big I am, not knowing how connected I am, not knowing, like, big self, not knowing. And big self isn't some ego thing. It's like, I'm so much more connected. I've got so many more resources. There's so much more. I'm only just barely scratching the surface. Anna Maria, good example. Like, you've been doing amazing training and beautiful things on the farm. And now as you look at it, you might go, oh, wait, the next level is way over here. That's what I mean. Yeah, you got it, right? I know all of you, but just, I was just talking about Anna Maria a minute ago. So then that can land for Anna Maria, and I trust the room, right? Well, another example, because Heidi, Ethan's village, letting go, right? That form. And if I think it has to be that and I hold on to that, I'm going to suffer. Like the monkey, you know, that can't get their fist out of the, right? They grab the banana inside and then they can't get their fist out and we suffer, right? Hanging on. So I'm learning new things about letting go all the time, even after teaching and training about it for years and years and years. And what I'm always looking for right now is, what's the simplest road in? If even with the things I just said, you get that letting go is an important part of not only our business journey, but our life journey, raise your hand. Like, did you hear that piece of, like, obviously it's important at a whole bunch of levels. We got that. All right. So then I want to choose, what's the easiest inroad? I could teach all week long on letting go. And there's countless systems and ways of thinking about it and so on and so forth. But I want it to be simple. I want it to be clear. I want it to be enactable for you, right? So I've been thinking about this a lot for you, and frankly, for me, for my own life. It's in every area of our lives. And so, let me see, which piece do I want to share first so that you'll best hear it? I want to tell you the story. I thought this little story was going to come a little later, but I want to tell you this story about my brother. Because stage one is vision, right? And letting go, Heidi showed us, is deeply connected with gratitude. Wallace Wattles in Science of Getting Rich says gratitude is deeply connected with actually receiving, enacting our vision, right? These things are related. And I want to tell you a little story about my brother. So I was talking to my brother just a couple of days ago, and I will be in my parents' home that they've owned since I was two. Like, they bought it when I was two. I'll be in my parents' home at the end of this month for the last time. I might get to pop in one more time, but it's not just my parents, but the letting go of the home I grew up in, right? And we've been talking about how to do that with my siblings. And I learned from a friend who is one of the top realtors in Western Canada that you really need to stage a home. And it just seemed respectful to me, like stage the home, leave a few pieces of furniture in it so people can see the beauty of this home and receive it as it is, right? To me, that's just obvious. And she's the expert. And I'm just like, don't reinvent the wheel. Let's do that. And I'm telling you the story. It's over here in a personal life. You're okay if I'm telling a personal story? Because I want us to hear the gut level of it. It's just like we can do a vision over and over again, but it doesn't actually manifest. We don't know how to get there, or we can do it like we do it here. I can talk about letting go. You can go look it up, but I found a story that I think will land in your, I hope will land in your bones. You'll get this because it's very real for me, right? So I'm just trusting this, right? So it just made sense to me. She's the expert. She wins awards all the time. She trains other realtors. This is what you need to do. Like, make sure you do this, Michelle. I mentioned it to my brother and my sister, and they're both like dead set against it. And to me, this is incomprehensible. It's like, Karen, you know, we talked a little bit about, you know, all this kind of stuff, right? So I see you going like, is it right? So to me, it's so obvious over here. And there are absolutely no. And I talked to my brother for 3 hours a few days ago in and around this. And my sister is dead set against it. My brother was feeling a little bit caught in the middle because I'm like, why wouldn't we do this? Both to honor our parents. And it's just like, it's probably $10,000 or $20,000 more. I don't know. And also it might not sell otherwise. Like, she's the expert. That's what she told me. Like, why wouldn't we do this? Right. So it just seems obvious to me. Hi, Don. But letting go. It's in every area for us. Every area, every area. So I talked with my brother for 3 hours. And because my sister is so dead set against it. And to be honest, this just stays in this room. All right. It's about my family. It's very personal. And it's not just about my life. It's about theirs. But my sister is exhausted. My sister is really not doing very well. You know, my sister is exhausted. That seems like the easiest route. And that's what she wants to do. So after 3 hour discussion with my brother, this is letting go. And then what matters and how they're connected. This is why I'm telling you this story, because I'm hoping that because it comes from such a deep place in me, I'm not shouting this out to the world. It's here in this room that she'll remember it. Because in the end, with my brother feeling caught in the middle, because it only makes sense to me, like, why wouldn't we do this? It just, to me, of course, it feels like the voice of reason, you know? But the last thing that I want is my brother to be in the middle. The last thing I want is for, you know, and it's more dangerous for him if we did what my sister doesn't want to do. Like, she's not feeling very well. That's not a good route for my brother or for my sister. It feels like it's honoring about my parents or not. Part of it feels like that, but it's like, whatever, whatever. What's the real vision? And then in that 3 hour conversation, my brother's amazing. In that 3 hour conversation, in the last three quarters of an hour, most of it, almost probably all of it in some way, shape or form, and the whole undertone of the whole conversation, love and gratitude. I come from a family with such deep love. My grandfather's, you know, what he wanted it to be remembered by is, I love them all. That's what's been passed down to me. And so it's like, whatever, we stage the house, we don't, you know, this gets saved, this gets lost, whatever. The connection between letting go and having a vision, and how the letting go serves and supports and is necessary for the vision. And I thought if I told you that personal story, you'll hear it at a deeper way than if it's some formula. Because my vision is that we have, I hope, decades, my brother was saying this, decades to spend together. We don't know if we have, because I always think, like Heidi, you know, was expressing to us, maybe we just have this breath. I don't know if I have decades with my family or a breath. But he's saying, we think we have decades together. We have so much to come. This is the leaping off point of the rest of our lives together. And stage or no stage, this in, this out, this much money, that much money. People come over and claim what they wanted from my parents' stuff. They don't, like that. Can you see that? Like, that pales, it's trivial. It becomes, even though it could seem so important, it's trivial compared to in this case, because it's conversations with my brother and our love for, we've always been close, right? My love for him, his love for me, we just have each other's backs. We went through our parents' deaths together and figured that out and served and supported them and did everything we could. And like, doesn't that trump that? That's also why I want you working on your vision this week. That's how strong that vision was for me and my brother. We share that vision of family. We were trained by my father who gave his coat away, right? You know, it's like, you just care for people, you know, and the people matter. So when you have that strong vision, of course you can let go. And there's all kinds of things we need to let go of. The way we usually do things, what we think is right. You know, you can be right or you can be happy, right? You can, like, how what others have said, what our daily routine is, like lots of letting go needed. Like in my example, but applied to business, you can see like if it works here, it works over there too, right? And so when we have the vision, we can let go. And also we can't have the vision unless we let go. Make sense? If I say, listen, don't you understand, like this, right? Let me, because my friend was going to talk to my brother and sister, you know, she's willing to. And she's like, are you kidding me? That's crazy. And so on and so forth, right? But she's also an amazing friend. She's like, okay, I don't always understand, but, you know, she understands too, like, let it go, right? So, but it then it's like this. That one thing could destroy that. Are you kidding me? Let it go. Let it go. It's necessary. It's a part of the vision. Many things to let go of. Thank you. And Heidi says, you're honoring your sister, which honors your parents and does what they would want more than staging the house. Exactly mirroring our conversation, because that's what I said. It's like, you know, mom would have loved the house to look beautiful because she was like that. She loved beautiful things and created beautiful things. But that would pale in comparison for my mom and my dad. They would go like, whatever. And I even said to my brother, imagine this pile of stuff and how it was handled on the one side and us, you know, their kids on the other. And then by virtue of that, the whole extended family, like there is no question my parents would be over here. So the clearer the vision is, the easier it is to let go. The more we let go, the more we actually live the vision, not as some pipe dream, but actual real lived life. Did I find the words to say it with that story? It's the best. That's what came to me. I'm trusting it. Did that make sense? The connection between the letting go and the vision. If you got that, raise your hand. I'm not trying to reach your head. I want to reach your heart. I want to reach your soul. Thank you. All right. I want to add one more piece. So here's my intention for this. I want to give you some very key ideas about letting go. And then I want to work it with you. I don't want it to be abstract. It's like, what is it for you? But I want to give you the framework of it first, because if you've ever heard anything, it could be, I don't know, it's some, like the Beatles song, Let It Be, is almost about that. You know what I mean? Like, if you've ever heard anything even once about letting go before, raise your hand. I mean, it's like, you could Google it. What is it to act it and to do it? That's what I care about, right? All right. Because if we don't, not if we don't, let me say differently. If it's just head knowledge, whatever. And when we actually enact it, it has so much power. Like the conversation with my brother, it was amazing. It was so beautiful. I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful that staging came up because it brought my brother and myself closer. And then we were both protecting my sister. She doesn't even know it, but she will, you know, or we don't, she doesn't need to know about that part, but she will feel the effects of it in the closeness of our family. And so it's a moment between my brother and myself, and it builds a family. And it's also letting go. She doesn't need to know that we were there, loving on her and protecting her. Do you know? Yeah. Okay. There's one more piece that I wanted to give you from the Yoga Sutras. You're going to hear this sometime as we play together, because I have loved this part of my yoga background and it's powerful. The kleshas, the things that bind us, the fetters, kleshas. C-L-E-S-H-A-S. But if you look it up, you'll find all kinds of stuff, some helpful, some not. You don't need to look it up. Be here. All right. Kleshas. Avidya asmita raga deveja bini visa. Avidya, not knowing how big I am. All the other kleshas follow. If I don't know how big I am, like, you could see that in that conversation. If I think that if I feel small and I need to win an argument, all the other causes of suffering are going to follow, right? I knew how connected I was to family, to something larger, to love, to, right? That's big self, right? So avidya, not knowing how big I am, klesha. Then asmita follows, ego. Well, if you don't do this, I'm going to sue you, or whatever it is, you know, or if you don't do this, I'm going to, whatever, like things escalate. The war starts, right? You know, on families and on the planet. Asmita, I started at the university all the time. Like, I feel small, so I'm going to puff myself up and show you that I'm bigger than you, you know? It's one of the reasons I want to leave. I don't want that. So avidya, asmita, raga. This is what we're talking about today, or the opposite of it. Raga is attachment, hanging on to stuff. And you can see that the kleshas follow one another. Avidya, I don't know how big I am. Asmita, I puff myself up. And then we see this in an everyday world, in the world. Raga, I hang on to my car, my house, the things I think I am, because I feel small, right? I hang on to stuff. Here in this room, you're probably not hanging on to those things. You might be, but you might be hanging on to the idea of yourself, of who you are. You might be hanging on to Ethan's village, even something beautiful, right? Because you don't know how big you are and what it is you're actually creating, for instance, right? And then the kleshas follow. We will, the yogis say the kleshas happen because we're human. It's okay. But then can we unlock them, right? Avidya, asmita, raga, deveja is pushing away. I love my car. I hate you. Go away. You're not me. I don't like the part of you that reminds me of the bad side of me. Go, you know? Avidya, asmita, raga, deveja. Avidya, I can't see myself. Asmita, ego. Raga, I hang on to stuff. Deveja, it's polar opposite. That's really a mirror image, same thing, pushing away. And then the last one, abhinivesa, you've heard me say this before, fear of death, clinging to life. Often manifest as things of change, often manifest as fear of change. Abhinivesa. Heidi, it's like this moment when you actually experienced it. We're doing it all the time. We're breathing all the time, but like, oh my goodness, this breath might be the last one. And in that moment, Heidi could have been overcome by abhinivesa, fear of death clinging to life. She could have been like, no, she could have gone running, screaming out of the room, or she could, you know, could manifest in all kinds of ways, right? Oh my goodness, like mortality, facing that, right? Even at the end of a breath. It's called corpse pose, right? And so, and then it manifests as fear of change. It has to be like this because, and we will do this in our companies, you know, but I've always done it this way, but I'm afraid to change, but I can't, you know, so all of these causes of suffering. And death, I mean, isn't that the ultimate letting go? So Shavasana, course pose, letting go. And I want to do the deep dive version here. Truly, I do. I want to get to this level. Can I find the words? May I find the words to say it? Isn't death the ultimate letting go? We all, at least whatever you believe about what happens after, it doesn't matter to me. You know, you can believe whatever it is you believe, whatever your framework of the world is, it's all perfect. But don't we let go in this lifetime of everything in the end? That's the final klesha. Fear of death, clinging to life, often manifests as fear of change. We're going to hang on to stuff. So I'm not a Buddhist, but they also, I find wise trainings in there, wherever I can find some wisdom, you know? And the Buddhists have stories about this. It's like when we let go of, when we realize that everything leaves us eventually, right? We actually face that. I want to go to the deep level training here, not the surface level. Heidi brought us to that right from the beginning of class today, right? Of our time together today, this training, this retreat. When we actually have this, like Buddhist monks will meditate in graveyards and in front of bodies. I'm like, that's weird. That's awful. Why do they do that? They must be crazy. We push it away, deveja, because we're scared of something there. Can you hear that? Like as soon as I said that, even that might be, ooh, that's creepy, you know, if you haven't heard of that before, because we want to push it away because we're afraid. fear of death clinging to life often manifests as fear of change or fear of, you know, like, so we push that away. But they do that to understand that, to really, in a deep way, feel what Heidi was saying at the end of that breath. And remember, she said at the end of that breath, and then the next one came with such gratitude. I trust, I'm not a Buddhist monk, and I don't even talk to them about this. I've read their stuff, right? I don't know that they experience it like this, but that's my guess. Their meditation is like Heidi's moment of that exhalation. And in the next moment, this deep gratitude, I'm alive. Let me do something with this life, right? So everyone dies. We fall into this abyss of letting go, and we're so scared of it. Sometimes that's why we're rushing before we die and before we turn 30, before, you know, we have to get there. We got to get there. If I don't accomplish something before I die, it's like, that's the kleshas in action. We're hanging on to stuff and we're scared, and right? But when we actually look at that and we face that, it's like, what's this have to do with bad business training, Michelle? But really, truly, this is in everything. Everything we do, moment to moment to moment, right? If everyone dies, it's like we fall into this giant abyss. But from that place, when we go, like, we're going to lose everything. Everything is lost. One of my teachers said, you know, the teacup, it's already broken. I have a teacup that comes from two generations ago on both sides of my family. One day that teacup's going to get broken. It's going to go away. Maybe it'll be past my lifetime. I don't know. But it's like, see, the teacup is already broken. It's already broken. It's already gone. Can you hear the deep level of letting go in that? When I see it like that, then from that place, there's breath. It's like Heidi in the moment of that breath, that letting go. At the end of that breath, it's like, it's existential. It's mortality, right? When we actually face that, then we can start to build. Then we can actually be in the moment. Then we can actually feel that gratitude. Then. And I asked Dana, part of my morning, I was talking to my beautiful daughter this morning, and she's been in a deep process of letting go. So I was tapping into her wisdom. She's amazing. When she was 11 and her dad had just left, he was the one who left. I'm like, oh my goodness, you know, he did the right thing. We needed to split up. It was like the right thing for sure. Been together 25 years. And sometimes I was just struggling, you know, and I was trying to get better and trying to fix it and trying to go, you know, up the emotional guidance scale. If you know the Abraham work, like, you know, like, and she's at 11. She said, Mom, sometimes you just need to let the river take you. I'm like, oh, right. Yeah, my 11-year-old, you know. So we let it go. We let it go. So I was tapping into her wisdom because she just let go her life's dream, what she thought it was, for 7 years headed toward the health sciences. I think she knows something about letting go right now. Right. And she also just sent in all of her, what do you call it? She got admitted everywhere that she wanted to go, her top schools, and she declined them all. I helped her, just held space for her. She sent in the last, I declined this offer a couple days ago. And I've probably told you this already. I've never seen her happier in my life. Well, in my life, in the last few years, like, she is just, her baseline of happiness has skyrocketed. Letting go, happiness level too, right? Letting go, opening into the next level of vision. Yeah, Karen, I see you seeing it. Yes, Dawn, I see you seeing it, right? Letting go, next level. And so we just fall into this abyss. Like, we have so many expectations and it's got to turn out, and we hang on to everything and we want it to be exactly so. And then it hurts and we're struggling our way there. And in the Bhagavad Gita, they say, you know, do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. Do the thing and then let it go. Do your duty, be unattached to the outcome. And that's my daughter right now. She's in that space in between. She's like when you're rolling over onto your side in Shavasana, can I be in that in-between place? She's left that. Is she, and she's starting computer science, but it's a big unknown, but now she's on the adventure. And we do that in microwaves all the time. Like, I'm doing this launch. It has to turn out this way. I'm giving this talk. It has to turn out this way. It has to be that person. Hang on at macro and micro levels all the time, all the time. And my daughter is in a space of such contentment. In the Yoga Sutras, they call it santosha. But it's a deeper word than our English word contentment. It's santosha. And she was saying to me, Mom, you know, I was telling her something about a piece of some entanglement around the estate that was going on. And she was like that 11-year-old version of herself that is reemerging too. Her wisdom is reemerging as she's let go and found her life path and found her vision. And she said, "Mom, you know, all that stuff is happening." She said, "Like, I want to look on like what's beautiful right here, right now." That's her micro vision in the moment, right? And she said, "Like this cup of coffee, I'm so enjoying this cup of coffee and sitting here talking to you right now." I'm like, that's my daughter. That's my daughter. Letting go. Breath by breath, like Heidi showed us this morning. Letting go and deep gratitude, not because we're trying to. Heidi experienced it. She wasn't trying to do a gratitude practice. And I'm not dissing that. It can be really good, but it actually emerged from it. Or like the Buddhist monks, you know, like letting go, deep letting go. Their knowingness that we all are going to let go of everything and how they end up then being present to this moment and letting go and the vision. Because the letting go creates gratitude. And in the science of getting rich, without that gratitude, there's no way, like I was reading to you a couple of days ago, that we can actually have a vision that we actually realize. We can't get there because we're so busy hating and pushing away Devasia, our present right now, and so busy clinging, hanging on to that stuff. We completely miss the present moment. And then we so are sure that that vision is somewhere far away. That's not me, not here. And we look, do that vision board for years and it never happens. And then we grind ourselves down. And the one piece that's crucial is understanding the piece that letting go plays in this. We let go of that breath. We let go of how it's supposed to turn out. We let go of the agenda for the class. I mean, I have a structure. We're going to get to the pieces I want to get to. I let go of what I think that person is supposed to say to me. I let go in a strategy session. I like to go to strategy session because it's very on the court businessy, right? In terms of like, here's a person, they could say yes, or they could say no. They could, if they're the right person. That's how people enter into that high level work with us, right? If I can't let go in that conversation, are you kidding me? Wait, let me just tell you, here's my 3-point PowerPoint presentation, you know? And that person doesn't need any of that, but they need something lying around on your shop room floor. And it's a piece of it, and they could open up through there, but you got to let go of your agenda. And they say, well, that sounds like too much money. Well, got to let go of how you're feeling in that moment. Maybe small self comes in that moment, and in a microsecond, you have to let go of that and listen to them. In order to listen to that other human being, you got to let go of your agenda, let go of what you think who they are and what they're supposed to say. Every micro moment is another letting go. And when we live that way, we live like my daughter. Oh, she gets it right now. I just want to be around her and soak in her wisdom. I mean, does she have her moments? Of course. Are you kidding me? She's a real human being. She's going through a lot right now. She lost her grandparents. She's changed where she's going. Stuff happens, right? But the wisdom in her is coming in deep part from her letting go and her finally holding her vision of what she wants, which is why, again, we've set up these stages for you. They are foundational enough that you can, like we talked about a week or so ago, you can, your own dream and vision, it can encompass that and give you a structure and framework for it. I'm not telling you, Diane, you should be a shoe salesperson. Ding, right? I can't do that, Diane, I hope would go. Michelle, go jump, go whatever, But the structure provides for the actualization of that vision that is her own. Make sense? That's your own. Yeah, beautiful. All right. And with the abundance that is your birthright to come back to you, to own that it's okay for that to come back to you. All right. I wanted to share with you as well. So these are stories to help you feel it. Do you get what I'm saying? Like to step back for a minute, these are stories to help you feel it, not get it as head knowledge, but help you feel it. I want to give you a couple places that we want to let go. And then the rest of our time together, I want to spend in diving in with you. It's going to be laser coaching. It's going to be, interactive. It's going to be like, what is it for you on the court, really, actually, not as a theory, actually. All right. So another story I want to tell you, it's just another angle so that you get the depth of why this matters so much. And then we'll talk about like somehow afterwards. I've got umpteen hows, but my effort was all in how can I boil it down to a couple key things so you could hear it and enact it. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes, all right? But another story to get there so you can hear the importance of the how deeply we need to let go as well, both the importance of letting go and how deeply we need to let go in order to create that vision. One of my, I've told you before, I know lots of relationship coaches, and one of my very, very dear friends used to be a relationship coach and did some very fine relationship coaching and many years ago. And I love the way that she and her husband, as they taught this together, talked about it. They, I'm not sure I'm getting their exact language, but it's so beautiful because they talked, they would get all these bright and shiny couples, they're doing couples relationship coaching, bright and shiny couples coming into their workshop. And they would go, you know, that dream you have, that fantasy, that vision, you got to kill it. It's like, this is never going to happen. It's done. It's toast. It doesn't exist. Kill the fantasy. And everybody's like, what did I pay for this for? Like, what are you kidding me? You know, and they're destroyed in the moment. Well, there, can you hear about the letting go? It was their way of saying radically let go. Because everybody, and I'm not a relationship coach, right? But I'm not a couples counselor or whatever, you know, right? But in that moment, those people in that workshop had to learn to profoundly let go. Make sense? Because it would only, if it would be perfect, if only he would, if only she would, you know, then it would be perfect. But I can't because and all the entanglement of blame and shame and all that kind of stuff, right? And then impossible. So their entry road in was to say, actually forget that and like kill the dream, you know? But then from that, it's the same as that moment of everyone dies. It's like, are you kidding me? Like it's the, all those are the same moment. And Heidi's exhale that she noticed, like they're actually existentially really experienced. Like there might not be another breath. This washing away of everything, you know, washing away of expectation of what's supposed to be, of how it's meant to be. I certainly needed to learn that level of letting go last summer. Are you freaking kidding me? And over and over again, too. My dad had a stroke. Well, in the microsecond of that call, maybe it's going to be okay. No, I hear the tone of my sister's voice. This is not the kind of stroke that's okay. Maybe he'll wake up and say something to us. Oh no, letting go. He didn't, you know, and then he's gone. But at least when we started making plans for being with my mom and taking her to Mexico next year, right? And it wasn't until a month later on July 21st, my dad died June 20th. And on July 21st, my mom was diagnosed, right? Letting go, letting go, letting go. We need to get her into the hospital, but the only hospital is an hour away that we can get her into. Letting go of it being next door so to make it easy for us to go see her at first. Oh, might not be able to get her into hospice. Like letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go. Whether it's a person that we love and we learn it there so deeply, right? If we, you know, and I'm trying to transmit that somehow with my words from me to you about the depth of letting go. And when we can do that, let go of expectations, let go of how it's supposed to be, let go of results, let go of all that. And you might be going, but Michelle, I thought you wanted me to create a vision. What are you talking about? Right? Diane, did I get that thought from you? Did you get that? Here's the thing. We have that vision. But when I hold it so tightly and I hold to all the how of it, right? Like I have to have that vision. I think of it like, let's say I have a vision of, I'm going to have the best cup of coffee this morning. And then my coffee machine breaks. And I had the how of it. I can have a vision of a cup of coffee and it's very clear in my mind and very specific. When my coffee machine breaks, and the vision's broken. That's the same thing that happened with those relationships with the couple counseling, right? Well, this happened, now it's all broken. They're forgetting the big vision. I have a vision of that coffee. The coffee machine's broken and I take a walk to Starbucks with my daughter and even better than I expected. In fact, he talks about that in The Science of Getting Rich. He talks about letting go in The Science of Getting Rich. He says there was a man. Remember this part? There was a man and he'd like figured out everything. It was a really, really big deal. And inexplicably, it fell through. Do you remember that story? Read it again. I've read it many times. It took me a while before I really heard that story. You know, I'm reading it over every single week, right? And it fell through. But the man was, this is letting go. This is a lesson in letting go from The Science of Getting Rich. But the man was not discouraged. He knew that something even bigger or better must be waiting. That's big self. That's more. There's more. That's the opposite of avidya. I know that there's more. I trust. I know that there's something even bigger working all as well. And the very next week, something so much bigger than he ever imagined came in that he would not have taken that first deal in a million years if he'd known about this one behind it. How profoundly important letting go is, how deeply we are, I want to say cold, like to do this. And the entrepreneurial journey is the best personal development that I know, really. Because we need to get let go at so many levels. I'm like, well, mothering's a pretty good letting go journey, you know, like, but to run a company well, we look at that one piece, it requires all those other pieces, doesn't it? For my company to run well, I need to have that good conversation with my brother. Otherwise, if I'm in a death feud with my family, how is my company run? Do you know what I mean? Right? So it encompasses all those other journeys as well. All right. That's a lot. That's a lot. I'm just trying to get across. And Karen, it's Kleshas. Here, I'll put it in the chat. I just saw that. You might have put that in quite a while ago. I don't know. I'll see the chat. Kleshas. That's what they're called. Kleshas. At the heart of what I want to get across is how deeply important this is, how much it's in every single moment of our lives, how much it's a piece of stage one. It's why we're doing this now. We thought very carefully about which pieces we wanted to give you when. This is stage one work, vision. If that's making sense to you now, raise your hand. Without this, how do we even create the vision? Yes, yay, okay, we got there. And that it's not just an idea. You can Google it, whatever. Actual, real. And how deep it is, like with the kleshas, it's like we're going to hang on to stuff. Like the yogis say we do. So it's like, right, even when I tell the story about the, you know, I remember when I first heard that, they do what? They meditate in front of, they must be creepy. You know, like, I heard that story first when I was very young, I believe. All right. Jot down your biggest aha. Okay, and then just finishing off that sentence, coming back to it, it'll take it to a place where you can come back to it a later time. Letting go of that sentence even, right? I'm asking you to let go of that sentence. Notice how you probably want to cling to it and finish it off, how deep it is in us, right? From the micro level even. And also don't worry, we will have a break, not quite yet, but we will have a break. And I'm saying that so you can let go of that in case, because there's some fatigue in the room now, right? But I want to finish off another couple things. And also sometimes a business requires stamina. So I'm not always going to do that, but this time around, I know, like, for instance, like a trainer like Tony Robbins, I mean, he keeps people going from morning till night without a break. It's like, it seems like a kind of macho thing. It's not my thing, you know, right? But there's like this mini version of it. The yogis call it tapas, like burning zeal to be able to stay there. So I'm asking you to stay here a little longer and do whatever you need to keep your attention here for a few more pieces, because I can help you better if we finish off a couple other pieces before we go to break. All right. So letting go in that, sometimes it's another level of letting go. If we can't let go of, well, I need a break to happen right now, for instance, or I can't pay attention. Sometimes there's moments in our companies that we put it in. Do you know what I mean? I don't advocate it as a way of life. I'm always going to, you know, work 24-hour days and, like, you know, but sometimes there's something that really needs to be done. What do you do at that moment? Think of that. You're building stamina for that right now. So you can let go of the need for the break right now. All right. Also, do you want to take care of yourself? Like, do take care of yourself. You judge that. All right. But in a few more minutes here together. So I want to hear from a couple of you because I want to hear what you're thinking and hearing. Yeah. Karen's saying in the chat, letting go of the outcome is huge. Yes. So, I want to hear what you're hearing. So a couple of ahas, it might be a bufo, blinding flash of the obvious, to quote Hiram Smith, right? Oh, letting go is huge. Like, yeah, the outcome is huge. You might've heard that before, but hearing it in a different way now. So it's enactable. So it gets into your cells, not up here. So aha moments. What is it you'd like to share? Yeah, Dawn, thank you.
Yes, it's a flash of the obvious that we can't be in the present to get the gift of the present unless we let go of the moment before.
Thank you. And how often, most, I would say in Western culture, most of the time people are not doing this, not only entrepreneurs, but everybody on the planet mostly, like, or I don't know about on the planet, but in Western culture, I mean, you walk through safe, you know, through the grocery store, you walk down the street, or, you know, much of the time people are not doing that. They're living in, you know, 5 seconds in the past or 5 seconds in the future, regret, worry, right? So, oh, it's required if we're actually going to notice and actually live our lives, not to mention grow our companies. It's we need to do it. It's I don't know. I'm looking for the right words to say it. I've got to let go of the right words. I'm just going to say it. Let it go. That's what has to happen for us to be present. So micro letting go all the way along. And if we're not present, and I'm going to take it to very practical. If I'm not present, how am I going to speak from stage? If I'm not present, how am I going to hold space in a strategy session? If I'm not present, how am I going to work with a team member who I want to do something, but they've got their own agenda going on, right? And so how am I going to listen to them so we can work together toward that thing? Thank you, John. Beautiful. Let's hear one more. Anna Maria, thank you.
Letting go with gratitude to what's bigger, better, and different.
Here's this thing, and it had to happen in that way, but no, it didn't. Something so much better is on its way. That's a beautiful way to live. Easy to say, but then it's like in the moment, but not that, you know? Yeah, that, something so much bigger, something so much more beautiful. Yeah. Here, I'm going to give another personal example. I hope you guys don't mind, but this is where it's really coming from in me. So it's the deepest place that I can source to share this with you. And I would, and you guys, like, I'm not sharing this from stage. Do you know what I mean? It's here because I know that you have ears to hear. So when my man died in 2016, like, talk about letting go, you know, I mean, we're going to spend the rest of our lives together. But in that letting go, I thought I knew what love was before he died. And the love that poured toward in my way through all corners of the earth that summer, and the presence that I felt from him too. Like, I had no idea what love or presence meant before that. Did I want that to happen? No, of course not. But were there gifts like so far beyond what I ever could have imagined? So, if that's true in that case, isn't that true of the launch that didn't quite go the way I wanted, the conversation that I didn't quite like, you know, right? I'm trying to put this in perspective for you as you're going out there. It's like, I can't have a strategy session. What if I don't know what to say? Letting go, right? I can't reach out to that person because they're too big. I'm not ready to do this yet because I need more experience, connections, certifications, right? Letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go, right? Did I catch some of you with some of those at least, right? Yeah. Heidi, go ahead.
I am blown away by this letting go thing. I'm like, I'm so in it. This it so speaks to me, where I am, what I need. It's just so perfect. And it struck me as how critical it is in every moment. And I thought, it's like the inhale and exhale that you have in every moment. You have to let go if you're going to create. That it's fundamental to the creation is the letting go of what was before to create the new. And I hadn't seen that until today.
Let go to create. Yes. And I think in this room, you've all heard the story, at least if you're here live. If you're listening to this later, you might not, but I'm going to share the story. Dana's dad still doesn't know the story. I would tell him now and he would laugh, you know, but when we split up and we had a mediator and we were, so doing it on the same side instead of two opposing lawyers, right? So we met, this is in 2011, and so many years ago now. And so we met, he asked, like, can we meet for dinner beforehand? It's like, great idea. And I was just feeling such relief. Like, so many people fight it out and we'd had our struggles. It's like lots of hard stuff, you know, but like, so the very first words out of, and this is to Heidi's point. So an example of exactly what Heidi's talking about here. So I said, you know, Rob, I'm so glad that, you know, this is going to be like, we've hired the mediator and we're here for dinner. This is going to be easy and we're on the same side. And his very first words were, well, we're not on the same side and this is going to be hard. So micro, like letting go, 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 letting go to create. If I was going to create anything in that moment and I've got a microsecond to do it, I'm going to have to let go. So my body, Karen, I think I've just told you the story. Didn't I just tell you the story? Right? I haven't told the story. You guys, maybe I think you've heard it. I don't tell it from stage, right? So I think myself probably left, my spirit probably left my body. That's why I'm thinking about that, because I think that's how I described it to you, Karen, and then came back to me. And then what I said was, you're right, you know? I mean, because I could step over and look through this is about point of view. This is story structure as well. Point of view, I stepped over, looked through his eyes. It's not how I see the world, but I could step over there. There's a thing about story, right? And say, I had the capacity to look at it that way. I don't look at it that way, but I could. I can step over there and see that that world is true also. So I just said, you're right. You know, this is going to be hard because, you know, and we're not on the same side. There's only so much money. There's only so much to go around. We have to split it up. So we're not on the same side. You're right. Of course, it's going to be hard. And right in that moment, his body relaxed. We were on the same side and it was easy, right? So, but that, you know, our words, our stories require letting go. And the more we can access, it's a skill too that grows, right? The more we can access this, the more we can hold steady without our own energy getting in the way. In the midst of a conversation, in the midst of a strategy session, when building a team, when speaking from stage. I've watched some speakers on stage and really, really experienced speakers, but something happens in the audience and they're totally thrown. Letting go of what's supposed to happen, right? So I had, once I had 7 minutes from stage and it was really, there was a lot at stake. There was like, I don't know, 120 people in the audience, and I had 7 minutes, and I wanted to lead collect in the room. I wanted to connect with everybody, and I wanted everybody to want the free gift that I was offering. And somebody catcalled something out of the audience in the middle of it, right? And I'm like, you know, and we did. We pretty well everybody. I mean, there might have been seven people who didn't or something like that. They all wanted that free gift. And in the moment, there had to be a huge letting go. And afterwards, the person said, oh my goodness, I can't believe I did that. And it wasn't a negative thing. And I couldn't even hear what she said. You know, and I'm like, in that moment, letting go, letting go, letting go, letting go is a crucial speaking skill. It's crucial for networking. It's crucial everywhere, right? And letting go to create is what Heidi said. That's why I told you that story about Rob. In that moment, a letting go. And then we were able to create something together that has a ripple effect, a very positive and beautiful ripple effect to this day in my life and Dana's life and her dad's life. We get along really, really well. And, you know, so we created a vision that stands. And like with my brother, what's the vision? What's the vision? What do we let go of? What do we let go of? All right. Thank you for that. Beautiful. All right. Anything else? There wasn't, I'm letting go of the piece that I wanted to tell you before our break. Yeah, because I want to make sure that you're rested, and then you'll hear the, because I want to like, well, how do we do that, Michelle, and where, right? I want to go, we'll go to that. I thought before the break, but you'll hear better after the break. But I want to hear from Marnie or anything else bubbling up, and then we'll take our break just shortly, right? And I'm saying those things too, to help you let go. Do you get it? That's my intention. When you know there's a break coming up soon, if there was, I got to have a break inside you, I'm helping you to let that go. Teaching involves that as well. So you can hear what Marnie has to say, because that could be the biggest opening for you could be what Marnie's going to say. I mean, Marnie's just going to say, can we go to break now? I don't know. Marnie, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's funny how you can see it so easily in others, but it takes paying attention to your body and your mind for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And this is connected to the how that we're going to talk about after the break, like the how and the where. I know we get deeply now the what it is. And we have to go there first, because there's a lot of, I wouldn't even say simplistic ideas about it, you know, or just like, well, that's a nice idea, but whatever, or that's sort of important, but I got other things to do. Do you know what I mean? Stage one, vision, it's essential. We put this retreat here for a reason. This is foundational for stage one, right? So anything else bubbling up wanting to be said before we go to a break? Oh, there's going to be one last thing we're going to do. Okay, so I do want to hear from you then, one or two or three words, so I can hear something of what you're hearing in the room. See, and I've got to let go of, I want to hear everything that you're hearing. Oh, no, just those three words. That's enough, right? Oh, I didn't want those three words. I really wanted that break now instead, 2 minutes from now, right? Letting go. Heidi, you're up in my upper left-hand corner. One or two or three words, something you've received here, an aha, something you want to share with the room. Don't think, let your turn go. Don't think about what those words are, because you'll miss the moment, right? Heidi.
Letting go is power.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Diane.
Holding my vision for me.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Makes me think of the story I told about my daughter. Like, oh, geez, and the joy that brings. And then, you know, her vision, like when we can do that for ourselves, everything here, I'm not trying to give you, like, you're supposed to do that. Like, you know, Diane, you're right. But holding the space and giving you the tools so you can actually do that. Not like some pipe dream. Not like the thing we rehearse but isn't actually lived. Not like the thing that we don't ever believe or all those things that get in the way. Actually, really, you can live this. It's your birthright and it's yours. Yes. Anna Maria.
Freedom.
Freedom. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We really get this at a cellular level. We live entirely different lives. You know, your life starts from this call. Do you get it? You really are hearing what we're saying. It's your business, obviously, but it's your life. Whole different level of life. Freedom. Yes, you got it. Marnie.
Vision, faith leads to freedom. Mm-hmm.
Vision and faith. Did you say that? Yeah. And that's right out of the last line. And he doesn't say freedom, but it's pointing to that in The Science of Getting Rich. And so I want you to read it. I want you to read it over again. I want you to, you know, I encourage you to do the 90-day challenge. It's like vision is foundational. Faith is foundational. It leads to freedom. My company's called Story Freedom. There's a reason that we're focused on the pieces that we're focused on for you, right? So that you can actually live this. No, not the pipe dream, the real version. And it feels, it's how it lives to feel that life, entirely different, right? Entirely different. So beautiful. Thank you. Karen.
My word is kind of a concept, but it's cellular level.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have the ability to let go at a cellular level, like when you're on stage and something happens in the audience, you have to be able to do it like in the moment without even being able to talk. Just when you gave that example, that really hit home.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So it's practicing it and being, it's a consciousness, but cellular level would be my intention to create an awareness of this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Some of you have heard this, perhaps in another context, hear it now, a story that I've sometimes told in this community because it's powerful and it's about speaking. So years ago, I was on a big stage and I was being interviewed, and the person who was interviewing me started out the interview with, Michelle, when X happened, what was that like? Or tell us about this thing. And it was somebody who knew me well, but in the moment had mixed up that part of my story with somebody else, as she was talking about somebody else. The amount of letting go that had to happen, and somebody who sees energy in the audience, a friend of mine, she said, like, yeah, your body left. That's why I get that image. Yeah, your body left. You left your body, but you came back right away, you know? And all of it has to happen in a microsecond, because letting go of also the kleshas could be like, well, you know, you're wrong. That didn't happen to me so that I could puff myself up and feel, you know, good. That's not going to work. She's going to look bad. Letting go of, you know, I could lie, you know, and say that's me, but, you know, that's going to make her look good, but that's not right. So letting go of how I wanted it to open, letting go of that she was supposed to know that, letting go of like letting go all in a microsecond. And there was the space of one breath, but a breath can be a lot. Like with Heidi's, that one breath, in that one breath, I can't even remember whatever came out of my mouth next, but I know it was the right thing from everything that happened in the audience afterwards. And it was not a structured script. It was letting go in that moment and being present with that audience. And that's like, whether you, again, speaking, it's a speaking example, but networking, every piece that we do in our companies. Thank you. Yes, Karen. Thank you. Dawn.
It's kind of counterintuitive that letting go leads to expansion and expanding.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we hold so tight because we think that's what's going to get us there. It's continually letting go. And that's what propels us to that journey, to the vision, to the next level. Yes. Good. Really good. Carly, I don't know if you're in a place where you can speak or not. Just an opportunity. Yes, you are.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes. It creates spaciousness for new things.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. We crowd our life up with these things that, for example, in our daily life, I have to do that because I've always done that because I'm expected to do that because whatever it is, right? And that's the way it goes. And I've been taught that. And, you know, our life and our spaces, our physical spaces, our lives are filled with so many things. And if we don't empty it out, we can't create that new. And when we do empty it out with that letting go, it creates that spaciousness where the new, exactly what Carly said, where the new can arise, where we can actually live that vision. Yeah, beautiful. You guys, fantastic. I hear you. Not only hearing this, but speaking this, knowing this, incorporating this, letting this be yours, you know, fantastic. All right, let's take a break. And what we're going to come back to is, I will leave you with a question. There were a couple pieces I want to leave you with so that it would kind of percolate in the back of your mind through the break. But I'm just going to leave you with one question. So in case it bubbles up around the break, your primary intention over the break, go take care of yourself. Don't take care of other people. Don't go check email. Let me say it in the positive instead. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do to let your body feel good, nourish yourself, you know, go for a walk, do shavasana, whatever it is, right? Jot down some notes, whatever is right for you, grab a snack. And I just want to remind you of a couple pieces from The Science of Getting Rich. We've been talking about that. So first, that there, he says there is a science of getting rich. First, you know, you have a right to be rich. You have a right to receive, you know, Heidi was talking about that too. Like, oh, that's my birthright, that it's okay. And Anna Maria spoke about that so eloquently too. It's like, oh, right. Letting go of, you know, that it was a piece about poverty, you know, and it's like to send our minds toward abundance and wealth and to the, that's the way to up level as well. Right. And not to be stuck by, you know, Anna Maria said it so much more eloquently than I did the other day. But here's my question. I'm going to ask, like, what do you need to let go of to enact what he says in The Science of Getting Rich? What do you need to let go of? One of some of the things he talks about, it's like that there is a science of getting rich, that there's a way there, that there's a route there, that this is solid, this is how it works. And when you look deeply into what he's saying, it's because it comes from a deep and heart-centered and spiritual perspective. You get it? It's like it comes from something very real. So first, that you know, and I'll give you a couple pieces to remind you that you even have the right to be rich. If you don't let go of the idea that you're supposed to be poor, or that if other people are poor on the planet that you need to be, or that whatever it is, that rich people are evil, or if you don't let go of those, you can't build a company, can't build a business, can't help people, right? So that's one thing. And then it's about believing the path there. There's about the piece about gratitude. We talked about that as well. There's acting in a certain way. That's that chapter 4, 7, 11, and 14 that I talked about. Acting in a certain way, you know, letting go of maybe other ways that we've done things, or fear-based, you know, ways that we do things, or, you know, and then also the idea of advancement, that to be an uplifter everywhere you go. So, you know, these are just some of the things he's talking about, right? So just let it settle into the back of your mind. It's one of the questions I'll ask you. I'll give you some foundations of places that we need to let go after the break. But think about it. And I don't, like, there's general ways. Well, I need to let go of anger. I need to let go of fear. I need to let go of, but I want you to think really, you like, go to the nitty gritty. Either it will land on you in the break, or we'll come in a general form, whatever form it comes, that's fine. Or if you just are in Shavasana, that's fine. You don't need to think about this, but yeah, in the back of your mind, it'll be there. But like for me, in the conversation with my brother, I needed to let go of the fact that a well-staged house will probably sell better. I need to let go of the idea that, you know, that's what would honor my parents. I need to let go of being right. I need to let go of right. Very tangible, real things in a real conversation, for example, right? There are real things to let go of in order to enact those things in the science of getting rich. Don't do it like an intellectual exercise. I just wanted to say it out loud so it can settle into you. Just take the break. Just let go of what I just said just now, even, right? I wanted to say it, let you let go of it, and then have a good break so we can come back to that question, come back to places to let go, and then just dive in with you in a real conversation about places where we can let go, where you can let go in order to enact that vision, in order to actually manifest it, in order to actually live that life that is your business dream, that encompasses all of the dream that is your birthright, that is your life. Make sense? All right. So let me check the time. 2:31 here. So let's take a break. Let's take 10 minutes. So, till 2:41 Mountain Time, translate to your own time zone. Take good care of yourself, and I'll see you back here for the next part. Thanks.
Michelle, I just want to point out, I put something in the chat. It's related to letting go. So
thank you. I will take a look. Thanks so much. See you after the break, guys.
Okay.